With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan University's next president brings 30 years of experience in higher education to the job. Edward Montgomery also held positions at both the Clinton and Obama administrations. Western's Board of Trustees voted in April to hire Montgomery to replace John Dunn, who is retiring. Montgomery was interviewed for WMUK's West Southwest. So what do you see yourself bringing to the job? I mean, as you said, you've got a pretty varied, experience through your career. So what do you think that means for when you actually sit behind the desk as Western Michigan University president beginning in August?
Well, I think having spent 30 years in academia, 30 plus years in academia, I realize that universities are only as strong as the faculty and the staff who are there. And so you need to empower those groups, empower faculty, empower staff to be as creative as they already naturally are, and take that direction, take those ideas and shape them and form them to a direction for leading universities forward. So that recognition about the importance of our faculty and staff, the recognition that why we're here is both to create new knowledge and create new forms of expression, but also, most fundamentally, to teach our students and to help them realize their potential. So I bring that long career trajectory, and then realizing that not only are universities important for the people at the university, but they're important for the communities that they're embedded in. They're important both as a source of jobs and economic activity, but also a source of ideas and culture and attraction. And so we have an obligation to help and be part of the solution in our local community as well as the global community. And my experience both in academia and in government showed how important universities can be in playing that second role of being an active participant in the community and making the area and the region around them stronger for it.
Do you anticipate that there is a learning curve in being the president of a university the size of Western?
Absolutely. I have to come, as I said, as my first priority is, and learn who are the players, what are the ideas that are in the community, what are the strengths and weaknesses in different departments and areas, and so the job one has to start with learning to see who the people are, who you can work with, how do you build those kinds of relationships, how do you take the ideas that are percolating from the bottom up, shape them and form them and make it into a strategy. So that is absolutely job one. If you come in and you think you know it all, if you come in and you think you can direct it all from the top, you're going to be a failure. You really need the help of the community to help us realize our potential.
But do you come in with a vision, in other words, an idea of where you would like to see Western be in, say, 5 or 10 years, and then it's a question of meeting the people and getting them together, or do you come in more with the idea of, well, eventually we're going to get to some things, and maybe I want to hear some ideas about what people think Western should be in 5 or 10 years.
I have a strong desire, and I've sort of encapsulated it, is how do we become the institution of choice? We become the institution of choice by having strong academic programs that attract our students, having support for the students so that they can succeed while at Western Michigan, and so that when students are thinking about will they get a chance, where can they succeed, where can they get prepared for their careers, and where can they be prepared for life, Western Michigan is the obvious answer to that. I want us to be the institution of choice for faculty, thinking about where can they do their research, where can they be successful, for staff who says, I have some of my career ambitions, where can those be realized? And so that's part of what it means to be the institution of choice. And I also want us to be an institution of choice for the community. So when businesses are thinking, where can I go get help? Where can I get good workers? Where can I be part of a vibrant, active community? Western becomes the answer. And when the community around us, both locally and the nation, thinks about where can you get solutions, Western is the answer. And so what we need is, what are the tactics to enhance that? We've got great potential. We've already started that. But where are the avenues where we can make the most strides in the short term? How do we build and continue a culture of wanting to continually advance? And now I need people's help to say, all right, the way we can make most progress, the first place we should start is activity A, B, C, or strategy A or D. That's the kind of stuff that I need to understand from the people here.
Edward Montgomery will become Western Michigan University's ninth president on August 1st. A longer version of this interview can be heard on WMUK's West Southwest on May 18th. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.